The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yes! I can pray hard. I can pray hard. I try and live good because I once was bad. Oh, I can pray hard. I can pray hard. I can get on my knees before the trouble starts. They won't look at me, now they won't fight.
What?
Cause I try stay out of trouble, they think I lie.
No, no,
because she look my way, boy don't be mad. Little kingdom just hard, I can pray hard. I can pray hard. When trouble come, boy, I can stay far. Oh, I can pray hard. I can pray hard. I can drop on my knees before the problems start. I try my best to live like a righteous man. I try to read my scriptures, chant a couple psalms. I won't be like Solomon, lead a better life. Give me some wisdom and have a couple wife. I don't pray hard, I don't pray hard. I try to live good cause I once was bad.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 27th of December, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. It's a Wednesday. We're not letting the holiday interrupt the flow of the show, and so Mr. Nuria will be joining me shortly for our Wednesday on the clock Guardian Radio AM mashup session. I'm sure we're going to start the day talking about Junkanoo. And then we get the 2023 Bahamian Politician of the Year Awards. I think coming up in the next half, it's going to be interesting. Let's get the show started with our Sand Dollar Live Reads. We're giving away sand dollars again. We're going to start fresh in the new year. Every week, six listeners can win 30 digital Bahamian dollars if they get the correct answer and have a digital wallet. When you call in, you can give the producer your name and cell number and wallet provider. Include wallet provider and custom name in texts. Download a digital wallet right now because Thursday you can be a winner. This is a short, very, very short week, so we're going to pick the competition up again in the new year, first week of the new year. Sand Dollar Holiday Rebates is here. Sand Dollar Holiday Rebates return. Get up to $100 back this holiday season when you spend Sand Dollars, the digital Bahamian dollar, at selected merchants. If you're in Nassau, you can present your Sand Dollar enabled digital wallet and receipts to Team Sand Dollar at the Sand Dollar Rebate booth located inside Omni at the mall at Marathon. Each receipt must have a total of $50 or more. Additional rules and restrictions may apply. Visit sanddollar.bs/merchant list for a list of merchants. Good morning. Like I say, I'm waiting for Mr. Nuri to join us. We're going to be talking about Junkanoo this morning. We're going to do a synopsis, an assessment of the Junkanoo parades and the road to Junkanoo. Maybe that road is Bay Street. We don't know. As I wait for Mr. Nuri, though, to get it started, I got a couple of topics I want to throw out there. First of all, we haven't decided who the Bahamian of the Year is. We haven't decided who the Bahamian of the Year is. Here are the top three nominations on my list for Bahamian of the Year. First of all, number one on the list, Sharks. Sharks. Top nomination for Bahamian of the Year. Second nomination, Guns. Second nomination for Bahamian of the Year, Guns. Third nomination for the Bahamian of the Year, the Migrant Worker. You may have noticed a theme there. Call in, let me look up that theme. Numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas, but not on New Providence. Text line, as always, powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. 96. I get texted. It says, Erin, we know y'all will select a woman to be the politician of the year because you guys prefer women to men. So let's not pretend that's a fair consideration. Okay, texter. I haven't even listed the categories yet, but stay tuned. Let's see if your presumption is correct. Another text, LOL, only sharks on your list are actually Bahamian. Here's my question to you. Are the sharks Bahamian? I mean, they have rights here, but are they Bahamian? I'm just saying, maybe they are. Maybe they are. Likely they are. Those are the top three on my list so far. Please text in, call in. Who's your top Bahamian? Who's your Bahamian of the year for 2023? Again, I can throw out my nominations for top story of the year. I mean, the list is long, but I can give you all the short list. Starting at the bottom of the short list, 2023, and no cannabis bill. Number 8. Cornish, the PM of Abaco, and the reappearing gender-based violence bill. Another mystery on our hands to close out 2023. Number 7, government signs onto pandemic accord, ? Number 6, Nygaard convicted, Bahamian victim. Number 5, the new national sport. Number 4, the Bahama Games. Number 3, Golden Jubilee. Number 2, a year of rain. A year of rain. I leave the top spot open. I'm not going to put anything in there because I think we need to decide that. Another text says, well, good morning. If a woman deserves the award, then why not? That's what I'm saying. Another text, They're organic Bahamian, but some of them have two passports. Wait, fish shark or capitalist human sharks? See, text, see what I'm saying, text? Anyway, it's a very fascinating conversation. But joining me in studio right now is Mr. C.A. Newry. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning this morning. Happy post-Junkanoo day. I am very excited about this top story, top award for the day. And I had issues trying to choose one. Next question, which would take research. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't have time to go through everything. I mean, but I acknowledge your responses and smile at them. But surely there are bigger stories than these.
I don't know if they were bigger, but definitely there are some big stories. 2023 was a year full of news. Yes. Full of big, big news. News at the national level. Right? News at sort of at the governance level, and then the big news at the politics level, right? Lots of big news across the board. But let's start the show with Junkanoo, Mr. Newry. I think, I don't know, I'm going to say, as a C group Junkanoo, I could say that, right? I'm a C, that's why I rate myself. I'm a C-group Junkanoo. I wouldn't be bold enough to say I'm an A-group Junkanooer or a B-group Junkanoo, right? I'm a C-group Junkanoo. I think that things didn't have.
In the C-group category?
No, in the whole Junkanoo parade.
But if you're a C-group Junkanoo, just stick with the C-group, and then you critique
that. No, I don't have to.
See, that's what I'm trying to say. You won't be C, and then you won't critique A.
See, now watch this. I watch this thing where people think they could tell Bahamians, they could say who can and who cannot participate in the process of critiquing Junkanoo. And I put this question on the table. How can you relegate somebody to the position of spectator in their own culture?
I have relegated Bahamians as spectator. I think Junkanoo is a spectator sport, where the majority of people in the Bahamas just watches Junkanoo and don't actively participate.
Now,
hold on, let me give this preamble. I've done this critique before about Junkanoo.
Mm-hmm.
I think less than 1% of Bahamians actively participate in Junkanoo. And when I say actively participate in Junkanoo, I mean paced once before in their life. Not rush every year. Just paced. Paced
in their life. Less than 1%. Let me finish this. The rest watches Junkanoo. Now we having the rest who watches Junkanoo dictating or want to dictate to the 1% who actually put their sweat, drive, the glue on and the, tears and glue the, and spend their money.
My pace on the crepe paper I gave move. My pace on the crepe paper I gave move. I say that may be a fair critique, but you obviously missed the underpinning layer of that critique, which is that those in charge of Junkanoo have made it this way. They have made it so that it appears, right? They attempt to tell us that the only way you could be a true Junkanoo is if you involved in a Junkanoo group, right? And not just any Junkanoo group. Can't be no scrap group. Can't be no fun group. The only way that your critique of Junkanoo becomes valid is if you're a big boy.
And I disagree with that. That your viewpoint is from a spectator point of view. If you were actively involved, you would have had a say. Because the B categories have say, and they do participate loud. Colors is loud when they critique, right? They, in fact, manage the intricacies in Junkanoo. The problem, again, is spectators want to tell Junkanoos what to do.
Example of colors, because what I'm hearing on the street is that people feel like colors operates this way because they hold a special type of power that they have devised in some way that other B groups can't garner. They can't generate. And so I think it's unfair of Junkanoos and of cultural critics like yourself who say that your voice or opinion of Junkanoo, the practice, whether it's through parades or any other form, is invalid because you're not participating in the ways that we validate as real participation in Junkanoo. I argue that they have created a system that marginalizes the average Bahamian and relegates them to nothing but static spectator. Come out and enjoy the festival or nothing at all. We don't even have a people's choice element of the judging of the parades. We don't have an element where the spectators can vote to say what they think is the best performance in any particular category.
Some years ago, maybe 10 years ago, the Honorable Perry Christie saw some issues with Junkanoo. His issue said that he wanted to make Junkanoo a festival, a 3-, 4-, 5-day festival where more Bahamians participate, right? Become interactive. Have all this People's Choice Award, like what you're speaking of, right? He said that he wanted to infuse different aspects of culture into this Junkanoo. He labeled that carnival, a Junkanoo carnival, where they had bands playing, where they had the Junkanoo parade, where they had a float parade, where they had judging of the costumes on a different day, where they had pasting separately, where they had drumming separately, and say, hey, this is going to be interactive. And he also had a music competition where they produced the most music. Eventually, people said, no, they don't want that. The one thing about Junkanoo is those who does Junkanoo have the final say. I hear you as a spectator saying, hey, I don't like it that way. And Junkanoo say, okay, you don't like it that way. Do it your way. But I can do it this way. But then that's the complaint. So, but how can you force me, or how can you tell me that you ain't going to listen to me? And I say, I ain't going to listen to you because you ain't participating. Participate and then come inside and influence. And if you don't plan to participate,
but people can participate. And let me show you what the irony is. The irony is the one thing that has not changed in Junkanoo is this: that Junkanoo is limited to the time you get off from the slave master's job. That's why I tell you Junkanoo is an upper middle class, upper class pursuit, because your participation is also limited to the amount of time that you could take off the master's job to participate in it.
And we riled about this before when I said rich people don't participate in Junkanoo.
They do.
They spectators.
Rich people are benefactors and beneficiaries of Junkanoo.
They are spectators. They benefit that way.
They don't benefit that way.
Now, the persons who power Junkanoo are working class Bahamians who use all of their spare money and paying it.
Now,
you go, you find where the shacks
are. A Bahamian that has thousands and thousands of dollars.
Poor people have money.
Say that again. Just say it out loud.
Poor people have money.
Do they?
And when you go to Mason's Edition and you ask them, how much is your off-the-shoulder piece? And mind you, they live in a clapboard house that's leaning. And they say, man, they value this at $3,000 because when they start adding up the prices, it took them $1,000 worth of cost to them. Mm-hmm. They have spare money. They spend their money differently. They chose to spend their spare money on their costume.
As opposed to like insurance policies for the house and the car and the body.
They don't have no house. They don't have no car. They use other people's things.
I tell you, in the introspection, something's terribly wrong with Junkanoo. Terribly wrong with us.
What's wrong with us?
You saying it. First of all, poor people have money.
Yeah, poor people have money.
Second of all, poor people are investing that money in Junkanoo versus... Yes.
And themselves, they invested that in themselves.
The life-saving things. Like, we came out of a pandemic. Do any Junkanoo groups have health insurance policies that you could get? Because, right, as a part of the Junkanoo group, what I know is that the port, in its attempt to facilitate the participation of medium and small businesses in the port economic fixture, they facilitated the vendors getting insurance that they could pay, a policy that worked for them. Are Junkanoo groups doing that for its members?
You conjure up a bad word I'm going to use, elite system, or Anglo system of insurance, where they say, hey, this is what you need to survive, and we'll give it to you.
So I appreciate then, what you say, because cookouts is a non-elite insurance system. That's what people with decency should rely on is cookouts.
Ideas.
Healthcare
should be free.
Christmas was yesterday. I'd be in unfair.
Understand.
Of course, they should be free. They should be free. I got some text here. It says, Aaron is wrong. The rich watch. The poor participate. Just go in Kemp Road. The rich are the benefactors and the beneficiaries.
We all are the beneficiaries and the benefactors.
Are we?
Yeah, man.
Did I?
If your cable's working.
Who got to get seats in the prime real estate of Junkanoo?
Middle class behemoths.
No.
No?
No. In fact, what still sits on my heart, like that biscuit sandwich I had this morning, in case you hear me getting a little dry and scratchy, is a statement by a state actor who suggested, oh, you ain't getting no, it's too bad, too sad, you ain't getting no good seat at Junkanoo. I mean, that's just the way it is. I thought we were done with it is what it is for 2022, you know.
I believe that there should be no seats in Junkanoo.
That.
Just stand up. Those people who want seats are a particular, peculiar behemoth.
Well, I say that we accommodate those who have physical disabilities or who are disabled by age.
They can sit in their chair and on their crutches like everyone else.
Yeah, they could bring their own chair.
Bring their own
chair. We could provide it for them because Junkanoo Group's got money. They got plenty of money. People who buy bolts of cloth every festival got money, Yuri. A bolt of cloth don't cost pittance. That's plenty money. Let's start here, right? Last year, with the introduction of digital ticket sales, we had a big, big issue. The site malfunctioned. This year, it appears the site malfunctioned again. These guys had a whole year to get it together. Maybe they were delayed by rain. Because we had a whole year of rain, right? This year, we had, I want to say, equal amount of confusion around the launch of Junkanoo ticket sales. We still, in 2023, now questioning whether digital sales is an effective policy for this market. Does a primary digital sale policy disadvantage poorer Bahamians, disadvantage less tech-savvy or less tech-connected Bahamians who didn't get tickets because they're unfamiliar with or unable to use the online ticketing system? And now somebody could tell me, people just, they learn what they want. It wasn't a matter of people not understanding the tech. The tech was not working initially.
I hear you now. And I know you're being critical so we can analyze and get things right.
So we can get better.
Get better. So I'm taking it from that point, right?
Yeah.
You're not being critical for critical sake. You're analyzing on what happened, what went wrong, what went right. So I accept that. Now, we are moving in a technological era.
Right.
Everything is going to be done online. So complaining about...
No. Complaining works because right. They have to fix it. They had a year to do the beta testing. They had a whole year to partner with somebody else doing a major event to do a real live test. They had a whole year to test it, to make it work. So what we're saying is, well, we just go wait until next year and see if they get it done by then.
And next year might be the same problem, but this is us.
We could change.
Then let a superior, I believe in competition, let a superior company who believe they could do it better bid.
I'm ready to let the sharks do it.
Then if the sharks are able to do it, let them do it.
Because, I mean, we have a whole year. You have a whole year to test it. Here's the next thing. We had a year of rain. That's one of the top stories. That's why I put on my top story of the year. A year of rain. I haven't seen any economic impact studies, right? I haven't seen on the agricultural sector, a year of rain, in particular on the festival sector. And I know that virtually every major festival this year was affected by rain, including Junkanoo. Our prime minister has been talking about climate change for the last 2 years. In 2023, he's ramped up his global engagement on the subject. He talked to everybody but the Junkanoos about climate change, and nobody saw a year of rain. Nobody came up with backup plans, but more so after a year of rain, did nobody sit down and consider whether the next evolution of Junkanoo has to be in consideration of the instability of the weather, the over the last 12 months, the high chance that it's going to rain on your festival? Are Junkanoos even considering that? Now, I know we're considering it in terms of where we move the festival to, but are we considering it in terms of how we adapt costumes, not just the design of the parades themselves?
That's a deep question, and we're running through topics quickly.
Yeah.
And it's hard to engage this particular question and give it justice. Part of this issue is whether Junkanoo has outgrown Bay Street, one, whether Junkanoo needs to be indoors, two, and whether, like you said, perhaps how we create and craft the Junkanoo costumes may need to change. I'm not sure if that discussion has been had as yet, or we are willing to entertain that discussion. In the main, Bohemians do not want to move off of Bay Street.
Me neither.
Right? Bohemians believe that Junkanoo is an outdoor sport, a street festival.
And I believe that there's a historic cultural link to Bay Street that must be maintained.
And if that is so, this needs to be declared. So anyone who brings it up in the future, say, didn't we discuss this before? We're not prepared to move off Bay Street no more. Don't bring it up no more in life, one. Or we are prepared to only have it as a street festival, so we don't talk about putting it indoor anywhere, two. So when we conclude with that ain't happening. Those people who like to complain and bring it up when it rains, oh, this is what I mean, what about inside, know that this is not a subject of conversation.
Pause. Don't shut it. See, this is what I'm saying. The structures that we use to organize our associations, our groups, right? The ways that we structure our groups, the power hierarchies, the way that we set up our groups, limit this power thing is important. Dion Benjamin Smith raised a great, great idea this weekend.
And here, and most Junkanoos rejected, even the spectators rejected, and saying, why bring it up again?
Let me tell
and
you,
again.
They didn't. That's not, they rejected it reflexively.
Go ahead. Say what was
so
the point.
So Dion Benjamin Smith says, hey, I know that people experience Junkanoo at the stadium.
I rejected it.
Right.
It was horrendous.
Because of the sound, mainly because of the echoes and the way that sound operates in that space.
And the indoor feeling.
Right. Dion Benjamin Smith recommended a model that has been in existence, has been in practice. It's a different type of dome stadium structure developed four street parades for a linear festival parade.
Will it be in the street?
It can be. See, so this is it.
You're going to create a dome that is on a mean street. That's what you said.
Listen.
Because what she's trying to describe is still not a street festival.
No, no.
It's got to be in the street.
No, no. It is a street festival in those jurisdictions that use it. Is then that area, that road that they use becomes a street and it becomes the festival street. But it can encompass quarter of a mile, half a mile. It erects barriers on the sides, like the buildings on Bay Street erect the barriers. And in the case of rain, you can close the roof.
And behemoths reject that. Move your clothes. We don't want it. I keep on hearing, you keep on bringing it up. We keep on rejecting it, and then you bring it up again. We don't want
that. So here's the question. How much money, will there be an economic impact study to determine how much money is lost simply in the postponement of Junkanoo because of rain? And will a cost analysis intrigue you in following the discussion? Because I think too much money is lost in the postponement of Junkanoo to just throw the idea out the window. And that's why I say that the responses to the suggestions are reflexive, because Dionne Benjamin Smith's positing, right, what she put on the table, her contribution, is the soundest contribution so far.
Which was being rejected again and again.
It has not been. First of all, there's been no public discourse.
We talk about this all the time.
Me and you talking about it is not proper
behemoths
public
discourse. Behemoths talk about this every
no,
time.
They don't.
You're saying no behemoth has ever spoken about having
Junkanoo in a
dome?
You can cause me to say it, but what I can tell you is that the Junkanoo community may be one of the most clandestine communities. It's the most amazing thing.
You're calling the Junkanoo community clandestine?
Oh, yes. You can't just get up and talk by the Junkanoo community. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. You still there, caller? My apologies. Let's just say that it wasn't as long as the gap that spectators had to endure on the Boxing Day Parade. I don't want you to think I'm being rude, though, to you, caller. I apologize. We took so long to pick up the call. I think all of these things need to be reflected on. I think that there has to be a space open and accepted for people to be able to critique at this level. Let's go to the call. Good morning, caller.
Caller Gern once.
Caller, you there?
Go ahead. I had a caller.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning, caller.
Nothing.
Let's try it. Let's go to some text. Maybe they call back. Okay, here we go. Aaron Junkanoo turning into farming. Bahamian farmers don't farm. They put the work out to people who need the money and don't take the fame. The people who pacing and building are not the ones rushing. They're being paid to do it. Poor Bahamians and migrant workers are powering Junkanoo. So it is a middle-class pursuit. Thank you. I didn't expect. Let's go to the call. Texter, that's a good
text. Yeah, that's a good
analysis. Yeah, I like that. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Ms. Green. Morning. Co-host there.
morning.
You all had a beautiful holiday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We are back on this thing again.
Again.
About Junkanoo growing Bay Street. Junkanoo did not grow Bay Street, you know.
I don't think it did.
It didn't grow Bay Street. The problem with Junkanoo is the car storms began to get too big for Bay Street.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they need to do, they could fix that quickly. Take the wheels off the car storm. The car storm is not something up. They can't even turn around like how they usually do. They can't jump up and down and perform like they usually. All is one straight thing, just pulling and going. Now, the next thing you know, they're going to put an engine on there.
Now, sir.
That's it. Anything missing from that?
I got you.
Another thing now, too, before I leave the screen. Mm-hmm. The weather. The weather is controlled by God. You know, nobody's controlled the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And when time for God let it rain, nobody can stop the rain from coming.
I got you.
So
yeah.
When you, especially like the vendors who are selling their food and stuff, you have to prepare yourself. You have to have your plant to say, boy, I can organize so much, I could lose this much
mm-hmm.
if they cancel. You have to have a plan.
Yes.
If it can rain, ain't nobody can stop the rain. Ain't nobody can go up there and turn the rain off.
Yeah.
If it can rain, it can rain. So you have to prepare yourself, prepare your costumes, prepare your things. But they say that.
I got you. Thank you, caller.
Yeah.
I just want you to know before you go, though, I'm not a real, in the eyes of the Junkanoo world, I'm not a real Junkanoo, but a real Junkanoo tell me.
The spirit.
The greatest crap group in the history of Junkanoo white people in the whole world, except for the pigs and the Methuselahs.
But you all need to try to bring them back, though.
Yes, and let me tell you why. I saw an excellent costume last night. I imagine, without seeing the theme, that it depicted standing on the shoulders of, right, our ancestors. Yeah. And they use like a hinge for the legs and the arms. And I thought, when I saw it, I thought to myself, imagine a two-sided costume where one side is for the dry weather and one side is for the wet weather. And if it starts to rain, that you could flip the pieces of the costume to the waterproof side.
Let me tell the Junkanoo community a secret. It can be a little costly, but it can work.
Okay.
You could try it. Try it for New Year's. Paste a costume, and when you're finished with it, with the crepe paper, spray it with WD-40.
Okay. Okay.
And watch what the water will do. Just rain right off.
Absolutely. And listen, I know a vendor, because I's a vendor festival type of person. I know a vendor that's making...
Thanks, Carla.
Thank you. Crepe paper art, and they've waterproofed it. So they make like jewelry, but they waterproof the crepe paper. Excellent. I mean, just fascinating stuff.
Aaron.
Yeah.
What happens when when it rains during regatta?
You bail out the boat. You keep sailing and bail out the boat.
You cancel it. You think we need to have an indoor regatta?
No.
See, that's my point.
No, what we need to do is stop being afraid of the rain. See, this is my point. We live in the tropics. We had a year of rain and nobody was prepared for the rain. You telling me that they canceled regattas because of rain, Mr. Newry?
They postponed it.
Our
water dangerous. When that lightning hit?
No. See, you could have rain without lightning.
Yes.
You're talking about extreme weather.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about extreme weather. We're talking about, are we prepared for the natural environment that we are existing in? Got a bunch of texts. It says, here's the solution. Okay, let me start from the beginning. I think you appreciate this one. Junkanoo is a spectator sport. Ask the B groups to perform on a day other than the main parade. Their response will be, but no one would show up. The people wasn't on bay for the route. So you ain't wrong. Which is it? Is this parade for you, the performer, to get to rush down Bay Street, or is it so spectators get to watch you perform? If it's so, people pay to watch you perform. It is your obligation to bring a performance worthy of the price paid. The long, boring parade, which rushed costumes the Junkanoo seem to revere, is not what spectators want. Here's the solution. Let all the people who pay out their pockets to rush down Bay Street with no crowd fund a smaller parade with 700 to 1,000 performers that's produced like a Broadway show that's on some other day and at an appropriate venue that doesn't interfere with the Junkanoo's right to rush on historic Bay. It's an interesting consideration.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mind you, people ain't gonna do it, but I like it.
I mean, listen, here's the thing. Sometimes the things that we can't grasp onto because we can't see them. As soon as you put them into the public domain for consideration, though,
I like the idea.
Then people could begin to think about it.
The future of Junkanoo, Aaron, is going to be a pay-per-view sport, right? Where every Bahamian will have to pay to go into whatever that dome you see, because the cry is becoming louder that Junkanoo needs to move off bay. Eventually, it will in the future. It'll be a paid-per-view thing that you would, if those people who watch in Junkanoo home, they too will have to pay. Those people who come into that driving past and say, man, let me come out and stand up on Shirley Street or stand up on Pastor Bay Street is the day of the past. That's the era of the past. We are marching towards the future. And we need to acknowledge, particularly because of the cry of the spectator, what will happen in the future.
You came in here in this pink shirt today. You came in here in colonial pink to keep me calm while you talk this talk to me today, sir. I see that festive colonial pink you have on.
I just saying, I see what you're trying to do.
You cannot move Junkanoo off of Bay. Mm. Some form of Junkanoo has to remain on Bay Street. To remove Junkanoo from Bay Street.
So what are you asking for? Are you asking them for me to be 3, 4, 5 different jokes?
No, no. I'm not asking for anything in particular other than this one thing. That we allow a space to be created where we can engage in thorough critique of the culture, the art form.
I thought we have that.
No. It is actually we doing Junker News a disservice by relegating them as the only people who could make decisions about Junker News. We do them a disservice by doing that. We limit the capacity of it to grow. I see we got a caller. Good morning, caller.
Darren.
Hey, morning.
Mr. Newry.
Pleasant.
Happy belated.
Baby Jesus birthday. I love it. Morning, happy birthday. And happy Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like Junker News was overgrown. That's my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time they remove Junker News. I know I can get some lashing over that.
And put it
through traffic. I think Bay Street is supposed to just be a tourist. You know, destination tourist site.
So you mean apartheid and don't have no Bohemians on Bay Street no more? That's
no, I didn't say that. Traffic ain't supposed to, you ever go anywhere and see traffic moving on Bay Street. You know, traffic's supposed to be on Bay Street. When you come on Bay Street, you just come walk, shop, and talk.
Now, listen.
And don't go off Bay Street.
Listen.
The traffic off Bay Street.
Listen,
uh-huh.
Ma'am. I see what you're saying, you know, because for the last two weeks, I've been trying to drive through Bay because it's the quickest way for me to go where I go in. And I frustrated with the backup on Bay. But guess what? The backup on Bay, and like I get it. I see it. Just let the tourists them move through. Don't worry about these cars and thing. But the real reason for the backup on Bay is the lack of traffic enforcement. That's it. That's all it is.
If you was a tourist and walking through Bay, you could barely see any stores. You can't see nothing. Traffic just overloaded. Traffic just moving. Traffic nowhere to park. You know, that's just, come on, man. We're moving into the millennium. Let's do things different.
But let's create, hold on, let's create. Let's create designated parking areas for the staff of the stores on Bay Street because the people who want to come to Bay Street to shop can't find anywhere to park to shop. It's
the
filled with...
The owners can't find nowhere to park.
The owners can't be parking in front of the store on Bay Street. The police ain't supposed to be parking their car in front of the stores on Bay Street. The taxis ain't supposed to be parking their cars in front
there
of the store.
Be no stores
the customers
in front, of cars in the front of Bay Street, period.
The customers should be able to park their cars in front of the stores on Bay Street, though. You could imagine I'm going to go buy a $3,000 watch and I can't walk right out the store to my car.
Aaron, I feel like Junker News should be moving to Bay Street now. You need to find places to put Junker News other than the
I feel you. And
you know, every year, so this one and this problem, the next problem. Solve the problem.
I got you, ma'am. I got you. Like I say, my interest is really just in ensuring that we aiding the best for the preservation, sustainability, and evolution of Junker News. That's it. That's it. That's all.
Who do Junker News rush for?
They rush for themselves. That's not the point. The point is Junker News is a cultural... Junker News is culture that belongs to the past, the present, and the future. And everybody involved in Junker News has to be able to balance the obligation, individual and collectively, to the preservation of the past, the provision for the present, and the preparation or evolution of the, into the future. That's it.
And who determines what music to play? Okay, like, I mean, an example.
Mm-hmm.
They had a different theme for Junker News, and of course, the Junker News decided on what songs to play.
Right.
Can the Bohemian audience say, man, we don't want to hear no foreign music on Junker News on Bay no
so
more?
So, question, right. Like, I think that the Bohemian, that should be fair. Like, the Bohemian people say, hey, listen, we love the covers. We love how y'all cover a foreign song. But for 2024, for the next season, we want all Bohemian music.
Right. The Minister of Culture could say that we haven't, like, especially this being a 50th anniversary of the Bahamas.
Right.
Yeah. One would have assumed
that they would have done that.
That the Ministry of Culture, that the Independence Day Committee
mm-hmm.
would have had approached Junker News in general and say, this is our theme. You can interpret it any kind of way you want.
But this is the theme.
This is the theme. And the music is this. And you interpret it any kind of way. But of course, that itself tells a tale about junk new.
And who owns it?
And who owns it?
Let's go to, look here, man, you raised the most caller, let's take this call so I could get back to Biden at Mr. Newry. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, good morning. How are you guys doing, man? Welcome back, welcome back.
Good day, good day.
Yeah, man. Hey, but see, he asked the $1 million question.
Okay.
Moving from B to rear. I know how much y'all are old enough to know when John Kuno was by the Sports Center that Christmas. It was a disaster. You can't hear the bass bouncing of John Bull and Scotia Bank and Crown Jewelries and everything like that. Ain't nothing happening. You need that little valley for that bass.
So,
when they had it by the Sports Center, ain't nothing was happening. Then the coolest ship within walking distance, the Hilton within walking distance, the Point within walking distance with the tourists. Like CA say, we'll move it to where? That's where we can move it to.
Move it to where question has to be accompanied with the appropriately designed stadium. Wherever you move it, you got to have that stadium. Here's my question. Why hasn't, over all of this time, why hasn't the college, the University of the Bahamas, architectural division?
They have an architectural division?
Yes, man.
What have they produced? Okay, let's change the subject. Go ahead.
Why haven't they, with the new Sustainability Research Center, where Jivago Lang he lectures, and the Frankie Wilson Foundation, who given out grants to people, why hasn't somebody said, hey, give me a grant to study why the design of Bay Street produces what it produces and architectural design to reproduce that somewhere else on the island?
Yeah, well, they can't put together a new hospital yet. They can't put together a new parliament yet. And you're going for but a building for Junkanoo?
Is it that important to us? We spend thousands and thousands and millions of dollars
on it
every year.
That's how we go. We just take forever to do things. You know, we can't just, like how you say, get a committee, put it together, and like, get something for to see that Junkanoo is such a big tourist attraction, and it's bringing some money into the country and all that and everything, and people is be coming from all over the globe to come to that. But even like Bay Street, when we have them cold, Christmas, I remember in the 80s and the 90s, when you saw them cold Christmas radio, blue and smoke come out your mouth, but them buildings, you could snuggle up underneath the buildings and take it. The register office, you used to go off underneath the porch, underneath that, snuggle up the block, that breeze and then by the Sports Center out and open, or even in the stadium, out and open, when that breeze hit you like that, hit them costume, even that breeze is helped from blowing them costume in it breezy, the buildings is helped block that and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but, you know, Junkanoo was on Bay Street for at least 100 years now. So for them to find it, they have to be a really good, solid place for the whole lot basin and the cowbells and whole lot in. And, you know, I guess the traditions would be used to. So it have to be an excellent spot they have to pick.
Thank you so much, Carl.
Yeah. All right, man. You all enjoy the rest of the day. And you and CA, you and your family have a wonderful and safe and healthy New Year.
You too. Blessings. You too.
Right.
Blessings. Absolutely. CA, let's go to this next caller quick. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Cut.
Good morning. Happy
holiday.
You're still in the land of the sun?
Oh, yeah. That's Reese Park.
Nice, nice. How was it?
Listen, it was lovely.
They had Junkanoo down there?
And they were singing Christmas carols and the one drum beating and the guy. What is the name of it to open up and close?
The accordion?
Uh-huh.
Nice. Real,
that was nice.
Real family island music.
Man, I tell you. Listen, the thing with the gentleman talking about Junkanoo, I don't want it to move because I think the first thing the government is going to do is the free people like me. You know, free is like in the middle of my name.
Yeah.
Free people like me.
That's why we cousins.
Exactly. We ain't going to be able to get it because once they can lock that off, you can't get in here unless you pay, brother.
Okay.
So that in itself is going to throw Junkanoo off.
I got you.
For majority of behemoths. I mean, those who pay now, they're not paying because they want to pay. They pay because they want a seat. They want to be able to sit down. But if they could get in for free and sit down, they would still go.
Yeah.
You understand me? But to secure a seat, because, you know, everybody be grabbing out a seat. So to secure themselves and their families a seat is why they pay.
Yeah.
Outside of that, charging people to get into Junglu is not the thing. That ain't the way.
I got you. Thank you very much. See, you know,
that's the future Junglu.
I plan to be one of those mum. I'll sit for 4 hours. I'll get in while the gate's free and sit for 4 hours. When you come, I in the jail.
Was there any issue this Junglu, though, Aaron?
With people and seats?
Well, you mentioned the seats, right?
Yeah.
And usually I'd be cynical and say, this is just as good as it gets. This is just us, right? And I responded to you, man, if someone could do a better job, let them petition and get the contract and we see how it is, right? Mm-hmm. But just me just being flippant, right? Not necessarily fixing the problem. That's just me. That's how I am.
Yeah.
Right? But was there any issues? Did we overcome that issue?
People say there were 20-minute gaps. Even with the attempt to fill the gaps, there were still gaps.
You know? And when you made the argument that Junglu may have to be moved from Bay, right? Surely can we secure or stop that issue? Perhaps it being a street festival that's causing the gaps. When a Junglu group said, man, I can't move. My group ain't ready yet. I got to wait.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Now I got a Junglu say it wasn't no real gap. It wasn't no gap.
So when you say no real gap or there was
no
gap?
No, he said it wasn't no gap.
Well, okay. Let's go to the callers there.
All right. Producer, let's take one of the calls. Okay. Good morning, caller. How you do? Good morning, caller.
Caller, go once. Go ahead to the next call.
Morning, caller.
A pleasant good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And Mr. Nuri, I hope you people had a safe and a wonderful Christmas season, Christmas Day, whatever it was. You know, it's great. I've preached this thing so dozens of times. But first of all, I watched it from home because of my situation. This is the third time I've missed Junglu in 65 years. I've only missed it 3 times. And because of my injury, I couldn't make it. But they say they want me, Bali want me to go with them New Year's. They must be going to sit me down on the banner. Because they're supposed to be honoring my mother New Year's. Finally, so they said, so Brian said.
Beautiful.
But you know, Miss Green, I watched the Boxing Day Parade, and I must say, me as an old Junglu, I know we all got fans. I believe most of the fans are on the judges for the Saxons. But everybody got their favorite group. But from what I saw as an old Junglu, I would say to the Saxons, they had up on the parade because the Valley Boys came in on cue and they were storming. They were beautiful. Choreography was together. And the music was immaculate.
Man, Sparky, everybody agreeing with you from Florida to the Guardian. Everybody agreeing with you.
The Saxons, I would say, to me, I look at them running a very close second. That's only me. But I know if it comes to fans and judges, I would tell you most of the judges in the NG, whatever they name, most of the judges out there, they known Saxon fans. So any little extra point, good. But I would say the Valley Boys and Saxons, they were top contenders. Now coming to this moving the Junglu thing, I have spoken about this from back in the 2000 when Fast Eddie, myself, and Ronald Sims, I keep telling this story. When we measured the route from Malcolm Park to the Western Espitar, we actually drove it, measured it. It's only 400 yards. More than going down Bay Street as laps used to be. When we used to talk about laps, that means starting on Frederick Street, coming around back to Frederick Street was a lap. That was lap one. We used to do 3 laps. That was mandatory. Now, because of the sizes, Bay Street from Frederick Street to Victoria Avenue is a lap. They call that a lap. I don't say you could call that a lap. Then you didn't go around. Then from Shirley Street to Frederick Street is another lap. The adjoining streets, Frederick Street and Victoria Avenue, they are rest spots. Nobody rushes there. So that's not a lap.
I got you, Sparky, but Sparky,
now, we said, if you go from Malcolm Park that we measured from Malcolm Park, you go down and you have your rest spot in case you have the warm-up drums and stuff like that. You go all the way from East Bay Street to Bay Street to the Western Esplanade, which is West Bay Street. So it's not being moved off of West Bay Street, off of Bay Street at all.
It's just being extended.
And then you could do your stop spot. You can have vendors all along the way. You could put up your bleachers wherever you want it along the route. If, for example, the people up in the east, if they see the parade go down, they don't see everybody, they could go home. The people in the middle, they see the parade go down, they could go home. The west the same way. But if the people in the east want to see the end of the parade, they could drive around the back, go to Fish Fry and wait for everything to reach.
That's a good idea, Sparky.
Stewfish and things, to the vendors down there. Everybody go home and wait for the judges to bring their report.
Thank you, Sparky.
That is so simple to do it. We're still on Bay Street.
Thank you, Sparky. That's a great idea. We can take this last caller, and then we got to get to the text. We got lots of texts. Good morning, caller. Good. I'm sorry, we miss you. All right, Mr. Newry, I got to start with this one here. You can't move the B and scrap groups to another parade because them playing in the gaps are hiding the fact that the big groups are bloated and beyond their usability. Mm-hmm. Can we use the B groups, and not to be disrespectful at all, because the B groups and the scrap groups are nothing to be used, but could they be better placed within those spaces to make the festival seem more seamless? Bay Street don't serve its purpose no more. It is primarily a port now. The jewelry store should go to where the people who could afford $25,000 watches live. If we didn't cut down the ridges, that would have been a natural corridor that would do all that the callers say Bay Street is due. You mean like the ridges on East Street and Blue Hill Road? Okay, another text to Aaron. Did the caller just say spray with WD-40? Inhalation of WD-40 can cause nasal, skin, and respiratory irritation. Kindly advise your listening audience that it is not a good idea. Unless you're looking for a lawsuit. Okay.
Apparently they spray it now.
Yeah, what we could do is the Junkanoo community has said that it's been going on for years. I'm not dismissing your concern, caller. We need to get them respirator masks. And then we need to go back to the University of the Bahamas and we need to start a little grand prize for someone who can develop a less abrasive alternative to WD-40 to create the same effect on crepe paper. Another text, Cecil, if you pay a performer $200 to perform, fund their costume and limit the performers, people will fight to be a part of the performance. The funny thing,
who will pay?
I think people pay it. The funny thing is after a few decades of I think about how do prime ministers brush? The funny thing is, after a few decades of, quote, what gone wrong, close quote, I don't even stay up anymore to watch live online. I got up this morning and said, I wonder what the reason will be today. This is not hard. Junkanoo is literally fighting to maintain mediocrity. That's a very hard critique, Texter. Great show as usual. If we take Junkanoo from Bay Street, we might as well take the sun out of the sky. I'd rather take, the Texter says, I'd rather take the sun. It is that serious, Mr. Newry? It is that serious. Move Junkanoo from Bay Street. That's voodoo. It's not voodoo talk. The text says, them people have to be drunk again. There's a text here that I have to read because it was saying that Erin is rich and that's why she don't understand anything. Ms. Green, we have to get this Junkanoo fiasco organized. Why was the parade canceled and there was only little rain? Was it because groups were not ready? You don't just cancel the event and think it's fine to keep it the next day. Look at the response when Roots was rushing, crowd already left, support was not there. Reason being, people have to work. Parades are too long. No one wants to sit for 10 hours to watch a parade. The parade needs to move. The growth has taken place. Move the parade, for God's sake. That's that text. Another text says, WD-40 is less harmful than the stuff we're using now. Contact cement is causing brain damage. All right. I really wanted to read your text, Texter, because I have privilege, but I don't think that I'm so privileged that I can't participate in Junkanoo. I'm glad you all pray hard. The rain didn't fall last night and this morning. Thank you very much. You look like you mad at me in that colonial pink.
Never. I'm contemplating what we should talk about on the next hour, right? Because I have two themes, two stories to deal with, and I want to continue this Junkanoo talk. So I'm strongly considering just talking about Junkanoo.
Well, no, man, we can't do that. Let's continue in the next hour. Let's continue with Junkanoo.
Yeah.
Let's leave some room to talk about those other things.
Yeah.
Because we only get, after the day, we only get two more days until the end of the year.
Anyway, it has been On the Clock with Aaron Green. This is C.A. Nuri and...
It's the On the Clock Guardian Radio AM Mashup Man Down Wednesday. Don't mind a holiday.
Yes.
We're here every day.
We'll see you in the next hour.
I won't be like Solomon, lead a better life. Give me some wisdom and have a couple of wife. I don't pray hard. I don't pray hard. I trying to live good cause I once was bad. Oh, I don't pray hard. I don't pray hard. I can't drop on my knees before the problems start. Come on. Oh, shucks.